Welcome back, combatants. I am your host, the Lore Master Yanni. In our last bite-sized episode, we took a deep dive into the fascinating reimagining of the Tarkatan lore in the highly anticipated Mortal Kombat 1. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of the mysterious Tarkat disease and its profound implications on our beloved characters and the overarching narrative. The 2023 Mortal Kombat reboot has thrown us all a curveball with the introduction of the Tarkat disease. This plague transforms its victims into the fearsome Tarkatans we know, but it's not just about physical transformation. The disease brings with it societal prejudice and isolation, echoing real-world illnesses like leprosy and the 2020 pandemic. Before we plunge into this new narrative, let's take a moment to appreciate the gravity of this shift. The Tarkatans, once a distinct race, are now victims of a debilitating disease, facing challenges and complexities that go beyond the battlefield. The metamorphosis of Tarkatans from a mutant combination of outworld and demonic species to victims of a disease adds a layer of complexity and tragedy to their characters. They're not just cross-species warriors now, they're survivors, battling not just their enemies, but also the affliction that has come to define them, as well as society itself. Baraka, the fierce Tarkatan warrior, has always been distinguished by his iconic arm blades. These deadly weapons, extending from his forearms, have been a defining feature of his character since his introduction in Mortal Kombat 2. But with the introduction of the Tarkat disease in the upcoming Mortal Kombat 1, we're left to wonder, are these blades a symptom of the disease, or are they a unique trait inherent to Baraka? The Tarkat disease, as we understand it, transforms its victims into Tarkatans, altering their physical appearance drastically. But does this transformation also include the development of arm blades like Baraka's, or is Baraka an exception? A unique mutation, or perhaps a result of further experimentation? This question opens up a whole new avenue of speculation and intrigue for fans of the franchise. Speaking of changes, the Tarkat disease is expected to bring about a drastic shift in the Tarkatan's physical appearance. The disease seems to have a gruesome effect on the body, causing flesh to melt and bones to protrude from the skin, as well as appendages to fall off. This horrifying transformation adds a new level of terror to the narrative, making the Tarkatans not just fearsome warriors, but also tragic victims of a horrific disease. How will these physical changes affect the Tarkatans' abilities and their role in the game? Will the disease also impact their mental state or their societal structure? And most importantly, how will these changes influence the narrative of Mortal Kombat 1 and the future of the franchise? Without the race's signature arm blades, they are not the weaponized species they once were in the previous timelines, with Shao Kahn sending horde after horde led by Baraka as part of his extermination squads, if Baraka is the sole possessor of arm blades. These are the questions that we, as fans, are eagerly waiting to explore. The introduction of the Tarkat disease has added a new layer of complexity to the Mortal Kombat universe, and we can't wait to see how it unfolds. Melina, a character who has always been at the heart of the Mortal Kombat series, has been recast in a new light in the upcoming Mortal Kombat 1. Now portrayed as Kitana's twin sister and the rightful heir to the throne, Melina's character arc takes on a new dimension, especially as the apparent elder of the two sisters. She is no longer just a fearsome warrior, she is a royal grappling with her identity and the affliction that threatens to undermine it. Melina's struggle is twofold. On one hand, she must maintain her royal status in the face of the Tarkat disease, a task that is no doubt challenging given the societal prejudice and isolation that comes with the disease. On the other hand, she must also battle the physical manifestations of the disease itself. The Tarkat disease is known for its gruesome effects, such as melting flesh, protruding bones, falling appendages, and the like. However, Melina seems to be an exception to these horrifying symptoms. Instead of the typical Tarkatan disfigurements, Melina's disease seems to manifest itself in a different way. Her mouth now splits down the middle, revealing her signature razor-sharp teeth, with multiple rows this time. This alteration, while undoubtedly shocking, is concealable behind her mask, and that allows her to hide her affliction, allowing Melina to maintain a semblance of normalcy and attractiveness, despite being a carrier of the Tarkat disease. This apparently unique manifestation of the disease in Melina raises several questions. Is her royal lineage influencing the progression of the disease, or is there something inherently different about Melina that alters the disease's effects? Tarkat is known as a disease, but let's take a look at Sub-Zero's words. In dialogue between Sub-Zero and Liu Kang, Bi-Han admits, "I didn't know about Shang Tsung's experiments." Could this cryptic statement be hinting at Shang Tsung's involvement in the creation or spread of the Tarkat disease? Melina's unique circumstances and her indomitable spirit make her a standout character in the Mortal Kombat universe. She could very well be the only successful Tarkat experiment, a beacon of hope in the face of a debilitating disease. Her journey could perhaps lead to a cure for the disease or a way to coexist with it, setting her apart from her Tarkatan brethren. Could she be the key to understanding the Tarkat disease? Could her unique manifestation of the disease provide clues to a potential cure? Could she actually be the successful subject of Shang Tsung and potentially Shao's experiments? As we eagerly await the release of Mortal Kombat 1, these are the questions that keep us on the edge of our seats. Now, Shang Tsung is a character known for his cunning and deceitful nature. He's a powerful sorcerer who has been involved in numerous plots and schemes throughout the Mortal Kombat series. If he is indeed the one behind the Tarkat disease, it would align with his character's history of manipulation and thirst for power. But what could be his motive? Is it a ploy to create an army of Tarkatan warriors under his control? Or is it a twisted experiment to test the limits of his sorcery? And how does this disease tie into his long-standing rivalry with Liu Kang and the other Earthrealm warriors? This revelation could also impact the dynamics between Shang Tsung and other characters in the Mortal Kombat universe. How would characters like Liu Kang, who has always been suspicious of Shang Tsung's intentions, react to this news? Would this lead to new alliances being formed to combat this threat? Such experimentation would also call back to the creation of the Tarkatans in the original timeline, where they were an experimental race combined of Outworld and Netherrealm races. With the possible intentional spread of Tarkat, one could argue that this is just another method of the creation of the Tarkatans, in a very similar but also distinct fashion. This would also create another interesting parallel between this current timeline and the previous, with Shang Tsung creating Melina in his flesh pits. He may not have created her directly, but if Sub-Zero's words do indicate Shang Tsung's involvement in spreading Tarkat, he may have actually contributed to Melina's creation once again, and for all we know, Shao may have also been involved in this retelling too. The potential involvement of Shang Tsung, and potentially Shao, in the spread of the Tarkat disease adds a new layer of intrigue to the Mortal Kombat narrative. It opens up a plethora of possibilities for character development, plot twists, and exciting storylines in the upcoming game. As we eagerly await more information, these questions continue to fuel our anticipation for Mortal Kombat 1. What role will Shang Tsung play in this unfolding drama? Only time will tell. The reimagining of the Tarkatan lore in Mortal Kombat 1 is a bold and innovative move that has breathed new life into the franchise. This isn't just a cosmetic change, it's a complete overhaul of the Tarkatan narrative that we've known and loved. The Tarkatans, once a distinct race with their own unique culture and characteristics, are now victims of a horrifying disease known as Tarkat. This disease doesn't just change their physical appearance, it alters their very essence, turning them into fearsome warriors. In the words of Baraka from his Mortal Kombat 1 reveal, "We are victims of Tarkat. It disfigures, then debilitates. In time, it will turn us all into bloodthirsty monsters. Death is our only release." This new narrative direction has opened up a plethora of possibilities for character development and storytelling. Each Tarkatan character now has a personal battle to fight, a struggle against the disease that has come to define them. This adds a layer of depth and complexity to their characters that we haven't seen before. It's not just about winning fights anymore. It's about survival, resilience, and the struggle to retain one's identity in the face of adversity. The introduction of the Tarkat disease has also sparked a wave of excitement and debate among fans and critics. On one hand, it's a fresh and intriguing concept that adds a new dimension to the Mortal Kombat universe. On the other hand, it's a drastic departure from the established lore, which has left some fans feeling apprehensive. How will this disease affect the Tarkatans' abilities in combat? Will it make them stronger? Or will it be their downfall? How will it affect their relationships with other characters? Will they be shunned and feared? Or will they find allies in their fight against the disease and societal prejudice? And most importantly, will there be a cure for the Tarkat disease? Or is it a fate that the Tarkatans are doomed to endure forever? These are just some of the questions that this new narrative direction raises, and we can't wait to see how they will be answered in Mortal Kombat 1. As we eagerly await the game's release, one thing is for sure. The focus on and shift in the Tarkatan narrative is set to become even more compelling and thought-provoking than ever before. It promises a captivating journey of adversity, resilience, and identity. The Mortal Kombat universe is set to become even more immersive and thought-provoking with these new narrative elements. We hope you enjoyed this follow-up to our previous episode and deep dive into the Tarkat disease. We'd love to hear your thoughts and theories on this topic in the comments. And you can connect with us at Realmcast or at Mortal Kombat Meme Realm. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button for more deep dives into the world of Mortal Kombat. Thank you for tuning in, combatants. Until next time, remember, every warrior has a story and every saga a lesson.